Hey guys, welcome to the Lions Pride. Today we have a special show. Today we're going to talk about the Make Ariel White Again movement and how, for some reason, it seems like even though half, maybe a majority of the white America are so upset about this, the other half, or the lesser majority or whatever, they want to act like there's nobody even saying anything bad about Halle Berry being cast as the new Ariel. Like, really? You guys are really going to sit there and tell people, hey, nobody's saying anything bad about it? Really? It's all over Twitter. It's all over Facebook. It's all over the news and the media. Disney don't give a fuck about what y'all think, okay? I'm sorry. You guys had a stupid GoFundMe. These idiots had a GoFundMe account saying, MAWA, make Ariel white again. Man, I bashed them so hard. I went on there and commented. I shared that on every media port that I have. Put it like this, though. The group's not there no more. Well, the GoFundMe account's not there no more. Then, on top of that, they also went and made a Facebook group called Make Ariel White Again with the white girl with the red hair. Cool, okay. Hey, look, I'll be the first one to tell you. I love white redheaded girls, okay? That is my weakness, okay? But do I give a fuck that a black girl that obviously outperformed all these white girls and all these other black girls and all these Hispanic girls and anybody who applied for the position, you know, who went to go, you know, do their thing, she beat them out. And y'all are gonna be mad because she's chocolate cocoa skin with nice black hair and it's not red. And she doesn't have big blue eyes or big green eyes, whatever fucking color eyes Ariel had. First of all, Ariel is a mythological creature, okay? Mythological creature that was created during, like, the Greek times. So, first of all, let me go ahead and start right there. It is a Greek creation. A Greek creation. You know what color Greeks are? They're tannish color. Not black, not white, they're tannish color. Anyway, that's beyond the point. So, for you to sit there and say, oh, the Little Mermaid's Danish. No, she's fucking not. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Oh, well, she got rescued by a Danish prince. Okay, well, the fucking prince was Danish. The prince was fucking Danish. Ariel was a full fucking mermaid. She wasn't half mermaid and half human. She was full fucking mermaid, which meant she was from under the sea. Not from Danish, or she wasn't Danish, she wasn't from Denmark, she wasn't from none of those damn places that you guys want to keep trying to say she was from, because that's not where she was from. Get your head out your ass, okay? And get your little fucking lips off of whoever's ass she got them on because you're trying to kiss it by being like, oh, Ariel shouldn't be black. Because you know what? I really don't remember a lot of you motherfuckers talking about, oh, well, Brandy should never played Cinderella. Brandy killed it in that motherfucking movie Cinderella in 1997, and not a goddamn one of you motherfuckers had anything to say about that motherfucking movie. People are still talking to the day about this movie, how that movie was so fucking great, how the songs in it, everything. I guarantee you one thing, that little black girl that's playing Ariel right now probably can seem half better than any white girl that fucking applied for it. Guarantee. Hands down. She probably sings better than any white girl that applied for the position. And we all know Ariel has to be able to sing. You have to be able to sing to be a Disney star. So, you're going to tell me that, oh, because of her skin color, she can't play a role. So is that what you're going to tell your kids? Hey, that kid's a certain color, he can't be that. That kid's a certain color, he can't do that. So you got to play at school. And say, let's say you're doing a play about the presidents or something. So you're going to sit there and tell little Timmy and little Jimmy and little Kavon and little Xavier that since they're all four black, they can't play none of the presidents in the play. They have to be that characters or something. Is that what you're telling me? Because they're black and them people were white? You fucking idiot ass motherfuckers. You are some stupid, stupid idiots. I don't give a fuck if you unsubscribe from my podcast or not, because I guarantee the ones that unsubscribe, I'll get 10 times as many back for this shit. So unsubscribe if you want, because I am so sick and tired of you lame ass motherfucking racist part of white America, because not all white America is racist, but you racist part of white America being just so fucking racist and stupid. Get your head out your ass. This is 2020 almost. We don't need to be racist. We don't need the diversity. We don't need the hate to be shown to our kids, okay? That's how the hate continues. Learn how to teach your kids that diversity is okay. First of all, the movie is a fucking re-imaging of the classic. And if you're stupid and an idiot and you don't know what that means they are re-imagining the movie, okay? To you stupid slow people out there that doesn't understand, it's a re-imaging of the movie, okay? God, y'all are so fucking idiots, I swear to God, man. Usually I try not to be like this here on the Lions Pride because this is a place for cool, chillax conversations like I do with my NBA stuff and I do with my parenting stuff, but this right here has got me just livid. I mean, I swear, this right here reminds me of how much people were mad. And you know what? And you know what? Maybe this is the reason I say not all white America is mad about it, because some people ain't never gonna watch it, Little Mermaid. You know, most people don't give a fuck about Little Mermaid if they're a guy or something and they didn't ever watch it. They could give two shits less. Okay? That would be like, hey, you ask someone who never watched Twilight if they give a fuck if they remade it and made the guy black. They're gonna be like, I don't give a fuck about no sparkly character, no sparkly ass fucking vampire. Make him whatever color you fucking want. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the people don't care because they don't. The only people that don't care are the ones that are not gonna watch it. The ones that are like, oh, I love her being this person because she's gonna be awesome, are people that's gonna watch it. And then, oh my God, I can't stand her being black. They should have been a white girl with red hair. Are still gonna go and fucking spend their money and watch it. Are still going to. These are the same people that are complaining because they changed Annie from a ginger to whatever they changed her to in the movie, like brown hair or whatever, but she still fucking killed the part. She still killed it, yeah. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she killed that part though. Oh, but man, let me see. This is just reminds me of, man, they turned Spider-Man black. They didn't turn Peter Parker black. They just made a black Spider-Man. Because that's what people said. Hey, if you want to make somebody, don't turn the original one black. Make him a new one. They made a black Spider-Man, Miles Morales. And oh my God, America and the comic book community went freaking crazy. Oh my God, there's a black Spider-Man. Blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't be doing that. Blah, blah. Spider-Man's white, white, white. He's always white, except for Miguel O'Hara, who's Mexican. All right, from 2099. All right. But, oh, and then let's go to DC Comics. Oh my God, this one's even worse, I think. Motherfucker, white people came out the woodworks for this. Flash is not black. Let me tell you something real quick, okay? I don't know a white person that's faster than me, okay? I don't know a white person that has won a gold medal in the Olympics beating any black people, okay? Running, okay? So, if they want to make the Flash black, that's more believable to me that a black guy's faster than the fastest guy in the world than it is some white dude. Just saying. But you know what? I love my Flash as being a white guy. But I also love the black Flash because he's cool. He brings a little new hit to the new team. But you know what? Like I was saying, the same people talking shit about Ariel being cast as black, the same people talking about Spider-Man being a new black character and the Flash being a new black character. And hey, we don't want to see James Bond as a black character. All these motherfucking people are fictional. They're all fictional. They're all fictional. I mean, and, man, let me drop some real knowledge on you lame-ass motherfuckers who don't know about The Little Mermaid, okay? First of all, the movie is nothing like the actual book. So if we're going to talk about shit being changed, then let's go ahead and talk right there. Because the movie is nothing like the fucking book. Second, and the most important part, Hans Christian never, ever said that Ariel was a redheaded white girl. Never in the book. Look it up. Go back and read the book if you never read the book, because it never is said that she is a white girl with red hair. That just all it said was that she is a mermaid. You know what color mermaids are? You ever watch mythological movies? They're green, they're blue, they're gray, they're brown, they're murky. I never seen a white mermaid in a mythological movie. Ever. No. Ariel, when Disney made the movie, made her white with red hair. Okay? All right. Now, let's go even a little bit further. Ariel. You know what she's supposed to be? She's supposed to be the Red Sea. That's why her hair is red. She controls that area. Do you know where the Red Sea's at? How many white people are right there in the Red Sea? I'm pretty sure they're not white. I'm pretty sure they're tan or black. Just saying. So if we're going to actually use facts in what and who she represents in the seven seas, because there's seven daughters and they all represent a sea. Yeah. She represents the red. You know what's all around the red? Tannish people. Not blue eyes, not green eyes, red hair people. But hey, you know, that's just me trying to, you know, spit some facts, since, you know, you guys all want to spit facts about how, oh, the Disney movie, because the, like I said, the Disney movie changed its own shit to fit their, what they wanted as culturally acceptable at the time. All white people. I mean, first of all, how are you in Denmark and you're a Danish prince and you're right off the coast of Denmark or whatever, and you got Jamaican fucking fish and crabs? Really? Get the fuck out of here. First of all, how the fuck did a Jamaican crab get the fuck across the sea? Okay? Because he didn't just chill. And obviously he'd been, oh my God. See? And that's another thing. But it's cool. You guys forget the crab was Jamaican. Is that it? You guys just forgot? Is that what it was? And, man. You guys are just so ridiculously stupid with wanting to be upset about Ariel being black with that. Because what would you really have? Lindsay Lohan be Ariel? She's a shit actress. I mean, who would you have casted that can sing and act as good as this girl does? Just tell me, because obviously the people who make millions of dollars to cast these people and who have the knowledge and the know-how to know who's going to be the star in this show obviously thought she was better than everybody else that tried out. And I guarantee it wasn't just black girls that tried out. Guarantee it. So, all you people that want to sit there and be like, oh, well, nobody's saying anything. It's just the media making it up. My friends are all, open your eyes. I'm sorry. I'm very happy that your small circle that you hang out with on Facebook and stuff like that are for it, because that is cool. But don't sit there and sweep it under the rug there just because your friends, your people, your family are okay with it, because not everybody is. It's all over the media. It's all over social websites. It's over social media, the websites. It's on the news. It's on YouTube. Man, it's just everywhere. Okay, she was never giving a race or a hair color in the movies. I mean, in the book, in the original book by Hans Christian. Never. Go read the book again, and you point out and take a picture and show me where it says that she was a white Caucasian girl. And I will, we'll figure some kind of, we'll figure something out, and you'll get a giveaway. If you can show me with proof of the original book that says she was a white Caucasian girl. That's all I want. Someone to show me proof in the book where it says she's a white Caucasian girl. Show me proof where it says a mythological creature has a nationality. A nationality from Denmark or China whatever, Africa or something. You tell me where that nationality comes from, okay? I want to know. I want to know how someone born under the sea to mythological creatures are somehow Danish or British or French or Italian or something like that. Tell me, please. Tell me how. No, you can't. You know why? Because it's not right. It's not true. Just like I said, you're not going to be able to find anywhere that says Ariel was a white Caucasian girl. At all, anywhere. Never said it. So, with that being said, Ariel is just a blank slate that anybody can play the part of. Because the original book, what is the originality of the story, she doesn't have a color. She doesn't have none of that shit. So get out your little ass. Get your head out of your asses. I'm sorry that America's turning black a little bit, and it's not just white America anymore. You know, I'm sorry. We can't make America white anymore. I'm sorry. You have to get over it, you racist people. Learn how to be diverse. Don't teach your kids racism. Don't teach them that, hey, that girl or that boy can't do that. Because you know what could happen? You know, your little kid, this is what could happen if you want to keep doing shit like that. You know, you're playing sports and all the little kids know that all the black kids are athletic. But hey, your little white kid is pretty good too. But you know what? We were taught, because you know, and this is, you know, how you guys are doing. Well, he's a certain color, so he can't be good. So you know what? That little white kid's not going to be on my team. Because he's white, and he can't be as good as these little black kids. Because that's what I'm taught. That's what you really want to teach people? Really? Is that how you want to teach people? Hey, you're black. You can't be president. Hey, you're black. Or wait a minute. You're white, so you can't be smart as an Asian. Oh, wait a minute. You're Italian and Mexican, so you can't be tall and play sports like black people and white people do. Because of your skin color, that means that you can't do this. Okay? All right, wait a minute. You're white, so you're not allowed to like black athletes. Oh, wait a minute, you're black, so you're not allowed to like white athletes. You see what I'm saying? See what the problem there is? See that? Oh, I'm sorry. You want people to buy your products? Oh, I'm sorry. You're a white person that made that. We can't buy that. You see how that might become a problem by telling people that because they're white or because they're black or because they're a certain color that they can't do something, because it doesn't fit the stereotype. Well, let me break it down again to you real quick, because this will be the last time I tell it to you. Ariel has no fucking nationality. She has no color given to her in the book. The book is what y'all should be going on, not some damn Disney movie by a Jewish hater, okay? All right. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, feel free to go ahead and post them. I do not care. I'll be happy to reply to you. Just don't make yourself look dumb, because I will front you up. So you guys, thank you for joining. This has been a rant from the Lions Club. I'm not just playing. But for real, this has been a production of True Crew Gaming and in association with Ghetto Money Records and also the Lions Pride. Here at the Lions Pride, we just want to bring you breaking news, breaking information on games, breaking news on stuff like what we just talked about, hate, and you know, we're also going to be bringing you some parenting stuff also. So again, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm sure that some of you didn't, because you probably are against the Ariel being black, or you're the other people that are saying nobody's saying anything about Ariel being black. You guys are just all making it up. Nobody cares. Okay. I know you guys aren't gonna like it, but to the people who know that I'm speaking the truth and that Ariel really doesn't matter what color she is, as long as the girl playing her kills the part, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. You know, that's it. So you guys, hey, it's been fun. I'm probably gonna get back on here and rant a little bit more. I might write some actual stuff down instead of trying to freestyle these podcasts. I think I might go back and write some stuff down just so some facts and stuff. Just so I can go back and show these comments from, and you know, I think what I actually am gonna do is I'm gonna do another episode where I'm gonna take all the comments that I see negatively hating on Ariel, the black suit, the black Spider-Man, and the black Flash, and I'm gonna just speak them. And then you tell me what y'all think. That's what I'm gonna do on my next podcast. It's not gonna be me just randomly talking. I'm just gonna be doing these quotes. I'm just gonna be doing people's quotes. And you guys tell me if you agree with all these quotes. If you would tell your kids these quotes. If you would say these quotes within a mixed community. Would you say these things when there's a black and a Mexican and an Asian and a woman and a gay person all in that little circle that you're talking to? Would you? If you wouldn't, then you're probably a hypocrite and you're probably a little punk bitch. But hey, this has been the Lions Pride. We're out.